Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he thinks there will be a deal to pay TSA workers sooner than later. Courtesy ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
It's hard for these individuals already to make their ends meet, but without getting paychecks, it's even that much more challenging. And so they're going to take other jobs to put food on the table and pay the rent. So I do think it's going to get much worse. And as it gets worse, I think that puts pressure on the Congress to come to a resolution.
Iran launches a devastating missile strike on southern Israel.
Iranian missiles struck two cities near Israel's main nuclear research center. The missile strikes injured many and shattered apartment buildings. Residents faced the devastation in the southern cities of Dimona and Arad. The Israeli military says they could not intercept those missiles that struck the largest cities near the Negev Desert Nuclear Center.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Trump administration has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University.
The Justice Department lawsuit filed in federal court in Massachusetts says Harvard's leadership failed to address anti-Semitism on campus. As a result, it argues, the government can freeze existing grants and seek repayment for grants already paid. It's the latest chapter in a battle between President Trump and the university. In a pair of lawsuits filed by the university, Harvard has said it's being unfairly penalized for refusing to adopt the administration's views. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The national mammal of the U.S. is getting in on America's 250th birthday celebration. Three bison statues cast in bronze have taken up a permanent display outside the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington. The statues made their public debut in the nation's capital this week. This is SRN News. Scotland rejects assisted suicide.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals." England is also considering assisted suicide legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
China is rolling out a new law designed to promote ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn that the measure will be used to increase the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities. According to International Christian Concern, the ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology that places loyalty to the Communist Party and to President Xi Jinping at the apex of national identity. This is SRN News. What is the number one source of renewable energy in America? It's not solar or wind power.
It's hydropower, which is the generation of electricity using the energy from flowing or falling water. It provides a consistent and clean supply of electricity. Hydropower contributes about 37% of the total renewable electricity generated in the U.S. But the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says environmentalists often oppose this cheap, reliable, and renewable energy source because they hate dams. Ken Lorman reporting.
Allergy season is upon us, bringing with it runny noses, itchy eyes, and sneezing. Climate change is leading no longer in more intense allergy seasons. The good news? Well, the treatments of seasonal allergies has become more effective in recent years. Pollen trackers, like the one maintained by the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma. More details, srnnews.com.